horses and mules.
Cows.
Oh, oh.
All of them.
Farm animals.
What about things like hens, geese,
turkeys, ducks, fowl, poultry?
What about hens, nested eggs,
setting hens?
What would you do if you eat chickens?
In a coop.
Not that chicken. What do you call the old? You know, when you're eating, if they're bones, you get like a pull apart.
The wishbone. Oh, the pulley bone.
Remember the legend of their mom and
dad? No.
It's funny, it's very particular accent in there. It's actually remembered.
Why do you? I thought you were going to answer my question. Could you do some research and let me know?
I will. You have any special names for all of the inside parts of chickens, so the juices, the heart, the liver, that are edible.
That are edible?
Yeah, all of them are edible.
No, not. I know. Well, the liver and things like that, aren't they called sweetbreads in some animals? But I don't know about chicken.
And, let's see, it's time to say, the feet to stop and do the story and things like that. You have a special name for what might be important to have.
Feeding line, I guess.
And, say if you want to get your cow in the pasture,
No, I wouldn't.
But if you were in a milk, it would make them stand still.
I don't have any idea. I wouldn't know what I'd say. I don't think I'd ever put myself in that position.
Metaphors turn left or right,
loud, heavy, calm. Well, I know G and how now. I don't know which is which. I know woe and woe and stop.
What about making calls? You mentioned woe, but
it's
to make the horse stop.
Mm-hmm.
What about making go faster?
Giddy up.
Go get calls, please.
Sleep.
What exactly does that mean?
That means come here.
Okay. And, what about sheep?
How would you call a sheep? Yeah. Here she is, bitch, I don't know.
How about chickens?
Chick.
What's going to make you get out of the way?
Shoo.
And, say if you wanted to get ready, get the horse ready to ride, plow, and pull a wagon, you have to do what?
Well, if you're going to put him on a wagon, I guess you'd hitch him up. And if you're going to ride him, you would have to saddle him.
And when you're riding a horse, what do you call the things you hold him?
The reins.
You call it reins if you're plowing?
I believe so. Or lines.
And, let's see. What do you call those things that you feed in?
Stumps.
And, you have to say that you're plowing with two horses. And two horses that the one that would say walking in the furrow, would you have to name
them? No.
If something is not here at hand, you might say it's not a